My name is Cassie O'Rourian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Elba M. Colon, ELBA, middle initial M, last name COLON. This patient was seen on the 28th of November. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as possible obstructive neuropathy secondary to prolapse bladder, period. According to the patient, she was told that she was told by her gynecologist 6 to 7 months ago that she had a prolapsed bladder that needed intervention. However, she has not yet followed up for the procedure, period. She reports lower back pain that radiates to the front and pressure, lots of pressure when she voids. She also reports pelvic pain, but denies hematuria. Constipation, nausea, vomiting, or any other complaints. She denies any rash or redness, period. Her most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 25 from 34, creatinine of 1.3 from 1.5, and an eGFR of 40 from 34. The urinalysis does reveal pyuria. However, the culture is negative. There is non-significant non-selective proteinuria of urine protein to creatinine ratio of, with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 219 milligrams and 104 milligrams. This could be related to the pyuria. Since the this recent urinalysis was completed on a few weeks ago, we will order a repeat urinalysis as well as a post-void pelvic ultrasound to assess for incomplete bladder emptying, period. Based on the urinalysis and possible culture report, we may determine whether or not to start the patient on any antibiotics, period. In the meantime, we advise her to use 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water to cleanse her vaginal area to promote acidity and prevent further pyuria, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 5.9%, continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable, continue with the current regimen. Next line, dilated cardiomyopathy, status post AICD. She follows with Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-A-R. Next line, obesity. We encourage her to increase her physical activity and follow a plant-based diet. Next line, anxiety. Next line, since she is having severe, moderate to severe pain of the lower back, as well as the pelvic area, we would like to order a CT of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast for further analysis. the pain does not radiate to her lower extremity. Next line. Arterial hypertension. She is on Entresto. Her blood pressure today was elevated at 144 over 105, but this is related to the fact that she has not taken her medication for today and she is in pain. She states the pain is relieved by Tylenol, 500 milligrams twice a day. We encourage her to continue taking Tylenol as needed and to avoid NSAIDs as much as possible. Next line, GERD, which is stable. Next line, history of Hodgkin's lymphoma that was diagnosed and treated 14 years ago. Next line, history of nephrolithiasis and remission. Next line, we will reevaluate this case. In 4 weeks. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the chart, 18 minutes discussing the case and evaluating the patient face-to-face. Including physical exam and review of systems, and 7 minutes in the EHR. And